Reading today from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, reading at the 16th verse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law of the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know, that's some real strong preaching. Jesus was doing some real outstanding preaching. The Pharisees, who accredited to themselves that they were very righteous people, Jesus exhorted them by saying, and unless your righteousness excelled what I see, as to your own self-righteousness, there's no way you can enter into the kingdom of God. Remember now, the Bible says that the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached and men were pressing their way into it. And here Jesus standing before them being the manifested kingdom of God in that he was the body or envelopment of light. Then he's reproving these that have been such a religious sect that hath accredited to themselves that they were masters while the other were children. And now they've met the real master and they find that they're not even fortunate enough to be children, that they have to be born again to even be a child of God. And so then they're reaping as to what they sowed, for they lorded over God's heritage with intellectual brilliance and intellectual knowledge. You know, that's the same thing of today, beloved friend. If you look around you, people are doing the same thing. God warned the ministry not to lord over his people, for the Bible said he hateth the Nicolaitan doctrine. You know, and so then we're not to bring people under the rule by constraint of our own intellectual geniusy, or our own evil endeavors as to our stride toward worldly gain or selfishness. But we are to yield ourselves as members unto the body of the Lord Jesus, being an example unto the flock, that they may see within us Christ and the admiration of God, and that we may live in such a way that men may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. You know, to tell men of your good works, to try to demonstrate your good works, to try to make them believe in something that really doesn't exist in your life. You know, you deceive your own self. For the Bible said, a well without any water, it cannot produce when time comes for the thirsty to drink. A man that doesn't have a gift, that boasteth himself of something he does not possess, he's like the well without any water. How can he perform when time comes for him to demonstrate? So then we know by that Christ Jesus was the embodiment of God, that he was the virtues of the Heavenly Father, and that he was the power of the Heavenly Father, and that he was through the Spirit of holiness, the Bible said, as to a righteous, clean, godly life, proved to be the Son of God by power. Whereas when it came to match wits with Jesus, the Pharisees had boasted and testified and said great things. But when it came to the actual demonstration, as Paul said, they could not produce. And as Paul said, not coming to you with the wisdom of man's word that man teacheth, but rather in the demonstration of the power of God and in the Spirit of God, that your faith may not stand in the wisdom of men, but that it may stand in the power of God. Howbeit, we do speak wisdom, Paul said, as to the great wonderful knowledge of God, to them that have understanding. But I'm only saying that here Jesus says, I have come not to destroy the law. Don't feel that. He told his followers, don't get the concept that I've come to destroy the law now or to do away with what has been a standard of righteousness among the Pharisees, the scribes, and among the Jewish people. I've not come to do away with that. That's something I've given unto Moses as to a way of life to people and to a sect of people, and I am requiring it of them. And now, I have not come to do away with that, but I have come to fulfill this wonderful law that I've given to the people. Because I've given it to Israel, as Paul said, you have the law and none of you keep it. And the name of the Lord is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of your foolishness. See, you stand at the door as to your hypocrisy. You know the way, so that means you've come to the door. But he said you've not been born again. You've not received the Spirit of God. Therefore, you are a hindrance, and I'm about to remove that hindrance. And Jesus said, and then I shall be the door to the sheepfold, and men shall go in and out into their green pastures by me. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So then the Lord Jesus said to them, now is the hour when the kingdom of God is at hand. And he said unto the scribes and the Pharisees, verily I say unto you, he said, they shall come from the east and they shall come from the west, speaking of the Gentile people, the strangers, and they shall be translated into the kingdom of the living God. And to you that are children of the kingdom, that is by virtue of David and the others, ye shall be cast into the outer darkness. That is to say, you'll be cut off and you'll wander around in intellectual ignorance as to intellectual darkness. But ye yourselves shall see as to being yourselves being cast out, and as to the strangers and people from the north, the south, the east, and the west, from all the world, they shall come and be translated by faith into the marvelous kingdom of God. For the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom has been preached, and men pressed their way into it. So it's very obvious that they saw this, though it was grievous to them. They saw, as they themselves rejected the Lord Jesus, and they themselves were cut off in darkness. And today, they still are in darkness. And that veil, Paul said, over their face, As to the blindness, where's the blind lead the blind, they all fall into the ditch. But as to the blindness, Paul said, that veil that is over the reading of the Old Testament, as to understand that it was only allegoric, as pointing to spiritual things, as to that which was pointing to the coming of the Lord, the Messiah. Paul said, in this, that veil still remains over their face until today. It's untaken away. But in Christ Jesus, as of this great revealed light, it rends that veil at Calvary. And that veil is taken away, and he that can get beyond Calvary, he that can look to this wonderful Christ, then he hath escaped the death veil that was over Moses' face. So then we realize that this light, as to that of the latter house, as of to the spiritual Jew, is greater than that light of the former house as to the first Jew, as to the natural Jew, in that he that is a Jew outwardly is not a Jew, but he that is a Jew inwardly. And Paul said, the blessings of the Lord be upon the true Israel of God, for he that is a spiritual Jew is indeed the true Jew. Understanding then that Christ said, I come to fulfill the law. He fulfilled every jot and every tittle of it. He said, Father, it is finished. He folded it up and laid it away. And then he gave unto us who believe in God through the righteousness of Jesus Christ this wonderful righteousness of the law. And today we have by faith being translated into the marvelous kingdom of our God as to our interspiritual angelic person. And today our spirit is interwoven with Christ's spirit, which is the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And we are thus without sin. We're thus without fault. We're delivered from the curse of the law of the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And our sins are taken away. The seed of God remains within us. We cannot sin because we're born of God. We're kept by His righteousness, full of the grace of God, looking unto the coming of the Lord and praising and worshiping the Lord of glory with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength.